Hello, my name is Vernon Billings. I'm pastor of the New Hope Village Church of Mount Prospect, Illinois. As you watch this tape, I can only imagine the fear and the despair you face, for this is being recorded for viewing only after the disappearance of God's people from the earth. The fact that you are watching this tape indicates that you, my friend, have been left behind.
You've seen the tape. We've talked about it. How about it?
Huh? Well, I can't speak for anyone else, but if there's still a second chance, you better believe I want it.
Great. And I think it's something you want to take advantage of right away.
Well, I already prayed the prayer, if that's what you mean.
You did?
When did you do that?
Yeah.
While we were watching the video. I prayed along with the Pastor Billings guy.
You really did?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, welcome to the family, Lionel.
Yeah, well, thanks, but to be honest, I'd rather be in heaven with my own family.
Yeah, you and me both. How about you, Ryan? What do you think about everything that you've heard?
Well, I don't know. I mean, all the stuff is true. Neither of my parents are in heaven. For sure my mom wasn't, because she was killed in the accident this morning.
But maybe your dad...
Man, his flight crashed. You say God took all these people away. Didn't he think about what would happen to everyone else?
He sure did. He spelled it out pretty clear.
Well, it's not fair. Why would God do this?
Hey, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. It's not fair. I don't want any of this.
You want me to get him back?
No, don't.
You aren't going to stop him?
He'll be back.
What are you talking about?
He's got nowhere else to go.
I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but... I'm not gonna let him just run off like that. I wanna help the guy if I can.
Okay, Lionel. If you wanna help him, that's fine.
All right, I'll be back. I promise.
I hope he finds him.
He can't be that far away.
I have a feeling he'll be back soon. I wanna know what you two are thinking.
You know, I know you're right. Everything you said, I know it's all right.
But...
I just don't want to make such a huge decision while I'm still... I don't know.
I hear what you're saying. I think I agree with you.
Yeah, but you both know the truth, and that makes it your responsibility to act on it.
I know.
I know what I should do, all right? And I know what I'm sure I will do.
So why wait?
I just can't get my mind around the idea that I'm never going to see my family again.
But you can see them again. Unless you put off your decision so long that you die without getting this thing settled.
Yeah.
Look, you saw the video. Once the 7 years of tribulation begins, it's unlikely that any of us will live through it.
Listen! Sorry. But I need more time to deal with this.
Me too.
Well, please. Please, I'm begging you. Don't put it off much longer. There is no guarantee about what'll happen tomorrow or the moment that you step out that door.
Man, there's no way he could be this far already. Is that him? Ryan! Yep, that's him. Wait up, man!
What do you want?
Take it easy, man. I just wanted to make sure everything was cool.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
What are you gonna do?
Don't know that either.
I hear you, man. This is a pretty lousy time.
What do you care? Your family's in heaven, right? Mine isn't. They're dead. Not just dead, they're burning in hell, right? That's what you believe.
Look, man, there ain't nothing we can do to change whatever's already happened. If I could, I would, you know? Right now, the only thing that matters is what are you gonna do?
I don't know, okay? I have no idea. I don't want to stay in my house all by myself.
Why not?
Because I don't. I'd rather pitch my tent in the backyard and sleep there.
All right, that's cool. You need a hand?
What?
You want someone to help setting up the tent?
Are you kidding me?
Got nothing else going on, do I? Where do you live?
Well, a couple blocks over. It's only a few minutes away.
So let's go.
Hey.
Yeah?
Thanks, Lyle.
Ain't no big thing, man. And it's Lionel.
Lionel? Like those old trains?
Yeah. That's what everybody keeps telling me.
So, what are you gonna do now?
I left my dad's car out at the airport. I want to get out there and grab it before someone steals it or smashes it up.
How are you gonna get there?
I called a cab.
It's gonna be totally crazy out there.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I still need to get it. Hey, you want to come with?
Let's see. Go with you to O'Hare and get your car, or go home and pick up the family's clothes from where they fell when everybody disappeared.
What, are you some kind of neat freak or something?
I'm kidding. Yes, I'll go with you.
Good. Ride's here.
That was fast.
Must have been in the area.
Are you Thompson?
Yeah.
Yeah, get in. Now, where we going?
O'Hare.
Forget about it. Get out.
No, I can pay.
Yeah, you'll have to.
I will.
Listen, that place is a mess. Nothing's flying in. Traffic, forget about it. You sure you want to go to O'Hare?
My car's in the garage out there, right? What do you care?
Listen, I wouldn't count on that either, buddy. From what I've seen, half the garage is on fire, the other half is all smashed up.
What happened?
Who knows? A couple yokels disappear while the cars was in drive. I don't know. Listen, it's just a big mess, okay?
Look, I still gotta try. It's not like I got anything else to do right now anyway.
Since you put it that way.
There you go. One two-man tent. All set for bagging some Z's.
Yep.
Say, man. You taking applications for that other spot over there?
You want to stay here?
I don't want to be sleeping in my house anymore, and you want to be sleeping in yours.
No kidding?
My dad's clothes are still sitting in a chair where he fell asleep before he disappeared.
Weird.
Yeah. Want to hear something else even more weird?
Okay.
The fillings from his teeth are still there, too. They fell onto the floor.
Whoa,
right?
That's enough, okay? Cool it. Probably gonna have nightmares already.
Look at all those fires.
Yeah. That's what happens when Mama disappears with the beans on the stove.
That's what woke me up this morning.
You have some family disappear there, girlie.
My whole family.
Holy cow, your whole family. How many?
Mom, Dad, sister, brother.
Unbelievable.
So, you talk to people. What's everyone saying?
Everything. And nothing. Some suit on the radio was talking about people spontaneously combusting.
Wait, you mean blowing up?
Yeah, just exploding.
We were just talking to a guy who believes Jesus came back to take his followers away.
Yeah, you know, I heard that one too. What, is that what you two think?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Actually, that'd be kind of nice, huh? None of those Jesus freaks around anymore making all that noise. Suit me just fine.
It wouldn't bother you if you missed your chance to be in heaven?
Yeah. I got everything I need down here. Who needs heaven?
I do, if that's where my whole family is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, I'm sorry you missed the bus then, huh?
Yeah, but you know, this guy we were talking to said it's not too late. He says we can still become Christians and go to heaven.
Yeah, he says if we,
All right. Listen. I'm really happy you found something to give you the warm fuzzies and all, but, all right, I'm not interested, okay?
Well, but if the stuff that he's saying is
let
true...
me do you a favor, give you two some privacy, all right?
Guess we should have seen that coming.
I would have done the same thing yesterday.
So does that mean you've made your decision?
Yeah. Yeah. I made my decision. I just haven't, you know, prayed the prayer yet.
Yeah. Same here.
I don't get it. What are we waiting for?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to change my mind or anything. I know what the right thing to do is.
I don't know about you, but I think it's time to pray.
Good call. Dear God.
Dear God.
I don't really know how to pray.
I'm pretty scared right now.
All I know is that I need you right now.
I need you, God.
I've spent too much time doing my own thing.
I've been after everything that felt good.
Now I need to do what's right.
I need you to be in charge of my life.
God, I'm a sinner. I know that.
I ask you to forgive me of all the things that I've done.
I want you to come into my life.
Make me your child.
I'm sorry that it took me so long to see my need for you.
I just ask you to give me strength to get through these tough times.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to come inside while I grab my stuff, or wait out here?
Well, I'm not waiting out here.
I don't blame you. I mean, it's not a bad neighborhood or nothing, but after today, all bets are off.
I don't know what that means.
It means don't take no chances. Follow me. Doesn't look like anybody's robbed us yet.
That's not very funny.
I wasn't joking. Grab my sleeping bag from the closet over there, will ya?
Which one is it?
What?
Which sleeping bag is it?
The green one.
The green? Oh, here it is. I guess it doesn't matter, does it? Nobody's gonna care.
You got it? Yo, man, you got the bag? What's the matter with you?
Well, I just... Is that you?
What? My dad's robe? Yeah. Come on, man. That gives me the creeps, too. I got my stuff. Let's get out of here.
No problem.
Hang on. I just want to check the messages before we go. Just take a second.
Lionel? Are you there?
That's my Uncle Andre.
Pick up if you are, man. Lionel. Listen, remember all that talk we did last night in the car? You know, about, you know, you and me being the only two heathens in the family. Well, I'm sorry. You hear me? This your uncle. I'm sorry, yeah? I done you wrong.
Man, he doesn't sound so good.
Man, yeah,
well, he's got problems.
Path, I didn't want to do wrong by you, Lionel. I love you, and I hope you can forgive me.
What?
I ought to be right there with you right now, huh? Helping you through all this craziness and stuff. But look at me. I can't do nothing. Good for nothing. Brother, I can't take it no more. I can't. I mean, I'm so sick of myself.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. But it sounds like he's going to kill himself.
One thing after another.
Where'd he call from?
I'm not sure. His apartment, I guess.
You want to call him, or maybe go get him? I'll go with you.
No way I'm going to drag you into this. He's my uncle.
Come on, man. Let me help. What else am I going to do?
Like your mama. Get God in your life.
I got to get over there.
Well, where's he live?
Edge of the city.
I've never ridden my bike into the city.
You don't got to help.
No. I want to.
Thanks, man.
I got to go.
Let's get going.
I just want you to know that, okay?
Sorry. Please tell me your car isn't in this section of the garage.
Actually, it is.
Oh, at least we're finally here.
What's the matter? You didn't like walking the last mile and a half?
I don't mind the exercise, but it's been a pretty long day already, and I wasn't feeling so hot when I got up this morning, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, hopefully we won't have too much trouble getting the car out. I'm on the second level. That'll help.
Oh, that cop's waving at us.
Hey, you two!
Speaking of helping.
You two need something here?
Yeah, my car's up on two.
Yeah, you and the rest of the city. There's cars blocking the way through the entire structure, and not everyone had the decency to leave the keys in them with the doors unlocked.
Well, what a bunch of creeps.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is everything's taking a little longer, so don't be in too big a hurry.
I parked at the end of a row. That should help some.
Listen, if you want to go sit in your car, that's fine. Go ahead. I wouldn't start it up, though, until you see a clear path to an exit ramp.
Yeah, got it.
And don't hold your breath. It's going to be a while.
This right floor?
Yeah, I'm by where those guys are moving that Suburban around.
Ah, what a mess!
Right over there, the BMW.
I was afraid you were gonna say that.
Oh, man. What are all these other cars doing here?
Not much, I'd say. It doesn't look like anyone's planning on moving them anytime soon.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
I say we move them.
How?
Either drive them, if they've got the keys in them, or we'll put them in neutral and push them.
You're serious?
Of course I'm serious. I gotta get my car out.
Well, okay. What's the plan?
Okay, check this out. This one car is the only one in our way right now, right?
Yeah, but that car's not going anywhere until these other three get moved.
So we need to move them one at a time.
Looks like they all crash into each other.
Then we don't have to worry about scratching them, do we? Now the battery's not dead. Let's see if...
Awesome! Pull it forward. Okay, stop!
Did you say stop? I couldn't hear you.
No sweat. Perfect.
That didn't buy us very much. I hope it's enough.
I don't know.
So let's get these other cars moved.
This one's open, but...
What?
It's full of empty clothes.
Means the keys are still inside, though.
Yeah, but if the driver disappeared, why isn't the car still running?
Maybe it ran out of gas, which would be bad.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Hey, maybe those workmen shut it off to keep the exhaust fumes from smoking them out.
Well, check it out.
Okay. It's cool.
A little more. Good.
Are they touching?
Pretty close.
How close is pretty close?
A few inches.
Can't afford to waste them.
You're good.
Okay, two down, two to go.
Oh, this one is closing it too.
No problem, just like the last one. Except it's out of gas.
Why wouldn't they shut this car off too?
They probably ran out of gas before they got here.
So what do we do now?
Push it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna need your help here.
How?
I'm gonna put the car in neutral, and I want you to steer it while I push it.
I don't want to.
What?
I don't want to be in that car with those clothes. That weirds me out.
It weirds me out too, but we gotta do it.
Why don't you steer it and I'll push it?
Hey, no offense here, but the car's kind of heavy.
So I'm not getting in the car, okay? Find some other way.
There is no other way. Look, I didn't mean to yell at you. I don't know.
It's okay, I don't know either. Let's just get this car moved.
Okay. Hey, looks like the wheels are pointed straight. Maybe if we both push it.
Yeah, let's do it. Put it in neutral.
All right. Let's go.
It was easier than it looked.
Yeah. One to go. Oh, no.
What is it?
No keys. Oh, and it's locked. You see the way the tires are turned? They're probably locked in that position.
Well, what should we do?
I got an idea.
Judd, there's not enough room to get your car out yet. Okay, there's enough room now.
Come on, let's get out of here.
You got it.
This is your uncle's apartment?
Yeah. What are the cops doing here?
Aren't there cops here all the time?
Hey, man, your suburbia is showing.
Sorry, man. I don't know.
Hey, go home, you two. There's nothing to see here.
I'm looking for someone.
Right, who isn't?
My uncle lives in this building. Andre Dupree.
You say Andre Dupree? Lives up on the second floor?
Yeah.
About yay tall?
Yeah, what about him?
Oh, boy. I hate to have to tell you this, kid. Your uncle's body was taken away from here about 20 minutes ago. They're taking him up to a morgue. They got set up at a high school down the road.
A morgue?
Sorry, kid. Your uncle's dead.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.